Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to our God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, you deserve my highest praise because you are the Most High God. And I also thank you for your tender mercies in my life. Almighty God, you are my God. You deserve the highest praise because you are the Most High God. I also thank you for your tender mercies. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and replace all my tears with unending laughter. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, gracious God, my Heavenly Father, please, have mercy on me. Replace all my tears with endless laughter. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 2. Psalm 23, verse 2. From the New King James Version, I read, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Full stop. Praise God. The psalmist makes it plain here that waters differ from waters. There are still waters and there are turbulent waters. Still waters are the waters that flow quietly and peacefully. Turbulent waters are dangerous, and the divine shepherd leads his sheep only to still waters. This places the responsibility on us to examine the type of water that is flowing out from our bowels. Remember, we are still on the subject, the bowels of believers. Followers of Christ should yield to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace in them, so that still waters will flow from them. It is only then that we can represent Christ well here on earth. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Mark chapter 4, verse 39, from the New King James Version. I read, Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Full stop. Praise God. You see there, children of God whose desire is to please God should not wait for a divine rebuke like this one we just read in Mark chapter 4, verse 39. We should not wait for a divine rebuke before making the necessary changes in our lives, our lifestyle, and our attitudes. Everyone should change from being turbulent and troublesome waters to becoming still, quiet waters. Let us be still waters to our friends, to our partners, to our neighbors, to our colleagues, to our husbands, to our wives, to our in-laws. Let us be still waters. As God's children, with God's Spirit in us, let us flow as still waters to revive, to refresh, and to reassure those who God will lead to us. Because God will only lead his sheep to still waters. Let us refuse to be turbulent waters, which are destructive. Many people pray that God should lead good people, good persons to them. But they are not making themselves the still waters, the kind of persons that God will lead his precious sheep to. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this clear message of your expectation from us. You want all to be still waters. After all, we know that the fruit of the Spirit includes gentleness. Lord, that is our choice, that's our decision. Please help us to become still waters. Help us to be honest with ourselves to make the necessary changes. Thank you, Holy Father, for this privilege of working with you, this progress in transformation of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.